From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Madeline Brand.
I'm Robert Siegel, and it's time now for All Tech Considered. And today we're talking about batteries. Not just any batteries, car batteries. The next generation of hybrid and electric vehicles will have a lighter, more powerful kind of battery inside, a lithium-ion battery. Automakers around the world are investing billions in development in a race to build an electric car that is both efficient and affordable. Michigan Radio's Tracy Samuelton toured a lab in Detroit to get a peek at just how hard it is to make one of these batteries.
There's three things you'll notice right away about electric cars. First, they're really quiet. Second, they accelerate instantly because electricity is immediately available to the wheels. And third, they'll be expensive. Some of the billions that car makers are investing in battery technologies will show up in the sticker price.
This is our new, what we call battery systems test lab.
Ron Jameson is in charge of General Motors' new 33,000 square foot battery lab. GM has invested $1 billion in its Chevy Volt program to build a car that can go 40 miles on battery power alone. The lab is filled with computers and black or silver chambers that look like huge meat lockers.
Most of them are just temperature only, and then these big silver ones that you see here, both are temperature and humidity.
24 hours a day, 7 days a week, the lithium-ion batteries inside the chambers charge and discharge under different conditions of climate and load. The tests will ensure the batteries are not only reliable, but will last 10 years or more. The lab also runs continuous tests on individual cells. There are more than 200 lithium-ion cells in one 400-pound battery. Each cell has to be perfect, or the battery won't work. GM's Brian Corbett trots one over.
This is a cell for the, I guess it's about the size of a greeting card.
The cell is a flat pouch. It's something like an 8x5 padded mailing envelope, except it looks like it was made out of saran wrap. A lot of energy is stored in this little package, but Ron Jameson says the cells won't catch fire even if the battery pack is crushed in an accident.
It's almost like the test results are boring because, you might expect, if I dunk this in water or short it out or whatever, I would expect some very bad results, and it has been very, very benign. I like to say boring.
GM says the Chevy Volt will be available by the end of next year. Other car makers will launch electric and hybrid cars with lithium-ion batteries in 2011 and 2012. Car companies say over time the cost will go down as more drivers fuel their cars at the electric outlet instead of the gas pump. For NPR News, I'm Tracy Samuelton in Ann Arbor.